your LTR. Mobile. Good morning, Dave. Beautiful morning out here. Just out taking Bernice down for an iron infusion. It only lasts 15 minutes, thankfully. And then going grocery shopping. You call her something in zero TR or listening.
Zero TR from W1RPG Mobile. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. How's your day going? Leave a little gap in there. Maybe when Dave gets done with phone call or whatever come in, he might jump back in.
Very good, Tom. Just on my way home, went to class. Just heading home, and my wife's taking her class now. So, I think we're going to go out later this afternoon somewhere she wants to go. I don't know where, but I said, okay. Back to you.
Sure. Well, I left a little space there for Dave. Well, Bernice's hemoglobin was a little low, so they're, going to put some iron in her. And yoga, that reminds me, this lady come in when Bernice, it was a doctor, and Bernice had just had a new hip put in here December 18th. And she come in, and I said, well, Bernice just got her a new store-bought hip. And she kind of laughed. She says, yeah, I've had four of them. And I said, you've had what? And she said, I've had four new hips. And I said, oh, my, you didn't need to tell us that. She said, yes, but she said it was during Taekwondo practice.
Okay. I haven't had anything replaced. I hope never to have to go through that. But I know things were out. So the class today was concentrating on the hips, actually. Everything was towards the hips. So I'm sure I'm going to feel something later. And then it subsides after a day and it feels good again. So you got to feel something to let you know it's working.
Gain, no gain. But I couldn't imagine a doctor being dumb enough to go out and do Taekwondo, which is the use of the feet and the legs, if I'm not mistaken. And my wife's sneezing. Excuse her. And then just after having a hip surgery, that would not be a good practice, I wouldn't think, to keep from throwing those out of joint.
You would think. Thinking about it now, my one of my cousins has always been into martial arts, and he actually teaches classes in New York. And I know he's had a hip and a shoulder replacement over time. But he still teaches the classes. So I don't know how that goes. But he's always been doing it. I remember as a teenager, he started into that, and he's always been doing it as an adult now. He's retired. He still does classes. He's and he's in good health, except he had a hip and a shoulder, from what I remember him telling me.
I've had shoulder surgery, but never the hip, and I'm not looking forward to it. But boy, that recovery time has been great. She's done so well. She's up and walking around, no pain. Only took six Tylenols during that time, and so you just couldn't ask for a better recovery so far. Well, I guess we're in for a polar vortex, Mom. I am not looking forward to that Monday and Tuesday.
Just hesitating a little if Dave was going to come back in. Yeah, I was watching the news and it was going to have a dip. And then they're talking about maybe something midweek, next week. Hope it's nothing. They keep referring to the European model, and then they go to the American model, and they're both different. I don't know which one is more accurate, but... And then I got to pay attention. They say, you know, for our area, and then they talk about the mountains. Sometimes I get into it midstream, and they're talking about the mountains, and I say, oh, we're going to get this, and it's not for us. It's for the mountain area. So just hopping on to 153 here in Powdersville on my way home. Yeah, so it's just an easy drive for me to the YMCA here. And if we ever have to pick anything up on the way home, we got plenty of places to stop and pick something up on the pickup list. W1RPG.
And 0TR. Yes, sir. That's a great idea. We're going to go to Aldi's afterwards. Well, I think that's a great idea going to yoga, I mean. And... I just can't do that kind of thing anymore, but if as long as you can do it, keep doing it. That's for sure. With reference to the weather, we think a lot alike. At times I get to watching the ones for the mountains, and it'll throw you off stream a little bit. But the European, over the years, have been more accurate than I've seen. Than the American, GFS or whatever they call it. But, you know, there's a great discrepancy in the two. One of them said like 9.3 inches, if I remember, a couple of days ago, is possible. And the other one said 2-point-something possible in the snow. But those systems down to the south, they haven't really developed yet. I was told once this was one of the hardest places in the United States to forecast the weather for. But everybody gets on the weatherman, and I'll tell you what, they go through a tremendous amount of education. And I just can't fault them for erring on the side of safety. Yeah, because if people die for them not forecasting it as aggressively as they do, and then they're going to get the blame again. So I think our weather people here do a great job, Bob. Let's send you to you.
Go into a lot of more detail than I experienced up in the Northeast. We used to get stations out of New York City and Connecticut. So they spend more time on the weather segment here. I've noticed that. And yes, I'd rather be on the safe side, you know. And if it doesn't come, okay, that's fine. I'm happy. You know, so. Yeah, there's one little section of 153 I've noticed that it's sort of a null for me with the repeater. It just drops out for about a quarter mile, half a mile, and then it comes back. It's always in the same spot, I noticed. So I am used to that, but I understood everything you said on the last transmission. W1RPG.
You are with the man on the mountain. Well, Bob, I got to cut out of here for a minute and drop Bernice off at the Greer Memorial Hospital Cancer Center to go get her iron infusion. And then I'll be back very shortly to converse with anyone who happens to be here. 73 is for just a short time, Bob. This is in 0TR, clear.
73, if I'm still here, I'll pick it up with you. 73 for now, have a good day. And 0TR, W1RPG Mobile.
BUT Mobile.
For, I think it was VUT. This is W1RPG, Bob. Mobile.
That's November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. This is Jamie. I'm actually from Tigerville, but I'm just leaving out of Liberty, just heading home from school, but got to stop by Lowe's and...
Jamie, nice to meet you. My name's Bob, and I'm just driving home. I was at the YMCA today. I took a class, and I'm not that far from home. I live in Piedmont. Over.
What class are you taking over there at the Y?
On Thursdays, there's yoga for an hour, senior yoga. And then Mondays, I do just a general cardio with, it's a circuit, five stations, and they alternate what we do at each station every time around, five times around for an hour. Those are the classes I've been doing. Actually, this Saturday, they announced they're going to do a sampler day for 4 hours, where 15 minutes or 20 minutes per class to introduce people to different classes and see if you like any of them and if you want to look into maybe taking those classes. I don't know if we're going to be able to go there, but I had it in mind maybe to check out something else too.
Good classes over at the Y. Currently, I'm going to Crunch Fitness, and I do hot yoga on Mondays and Fridays when I have the time available.
Also, that too. I haven't done that, but I'm glad I was talked into doing it because I was. I do experience some sciatic pain at times, but ever since doing the yoga. It's barely ever, I never wholly have the pain. I can sleep on either side now. I can maneuver around. I don't feel that anticipation of pain at all. It's been wonderful.
I wasn't sure if I would enjoy it or not, but doing that hot yoga, it's like you got the heat that's intensified in there to where it's like 95 degrees, so you really get sweating. And then the fact that it's pretty much self-paced, you know, giving you the positions to move into to be able to get some good stretching done and then doing it at your own speed. So no matter what level you're at, you can be as engaged or disengaged as you need to be.
Very good. All right, Jamie, nice to meet you. I'm just pulling into my street, and the house is right there, not too far down. So I enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully we run across each other again. You enjoy your day. And 4VUTW1RPG.
Hey, Bob, it was really nice meeting you and talking to you, and you have a wonderful day. This was N4VUT. Clear.
Bob, N0TR, and good morning, N4VUT, Jamie, and this is Tom, N0TR, and I'm just sitting out in the parking lot waiting on my wife to get an iron infusion.
I heard you on here talking just a little bit ago just about the weather coming in, and I was sitting there thinking I still have like 2 inches of snow ice mix on my front yard and backyard to name it because I live up in the mountains in Tigerville. So I'm not looking forward to more adding on to that.
I would concur with those findings. Well, in our front yard, right against the house where the wife has a bunch of shrubs and stuff, there's still snow there because it's on the north side of the house. But no, I don't get excited about snow anymore. We've been down here 15 years. Second year we was down here, we got 9 inches of snow and 12 degrees.
A little joke that I was all over the place when I was in the military, but my last 5 I was in Virginia, and I bought a snow scraper there. And the whole time I was in Virginia, never had to use it. I moved to Texas, and within the first 2 months, I had to bust that thing out to knock the ice off my windshield, and I've used it more here than I ever did while I lived north.
Down here, I think about 2010, if I calculated right, and my neighbor, who's a great neighbor, he told me, he says, 2 years before you moved down here, Tom, he said, we was out of power for 6 days in a severe ice storm. I got hurt real badly on the black ice one time, and I just don't want any of that anymore. But what'd you do in the military, Jamie?
I was a utilities man. I was a Navy CB, so pretty much anything on vertical or horizontal construction I worked on and learned, but I was a plumber by trade.
I wish I knew more about plumbing. Every time I touch, I tried to change a shower head the other day, and the dang thing leaked. And finally, I ordered a really nice one, but it still has just a teeny tiny drip once in a while coming up there where you hook it to the neck coming out of the top. And I never got in on anything that was PEX, but they use that all the time, though. Some real good stuff. I was more copper tubing and galvanized back in my days, but I'm 77 years old, Jamie. But God bless you for your service. I know the guys that got out of boot camp that were going to Fleet Marine School up there, I think they called it, at Camp Pendleton, were going to be CBs. And those guys stand their own perimeters and the whole nine yards. I went to survival school with some of them, and great bunch of guys.
An interesting lot, so... And we're pretty much all over the place, just kind of sneaking around in the shadows. They consider us special forces, but I never really looked at myself that way.
Well, it's kind of like I talked to Corman, who was my anesthesiologist, before they put a shunt in me the other day from my kidney to my bladder. And he was a corpsman, but he was attached to the Special Forces Division in Afghanistan, and I know the going saying was, when you got out of boot camp, if you wanted to be a corpsman, surprise, they sent you to Fleet Marine School, Camp Pendleton, give you a .45 in a backpack, and sent you to Vietnam.
Sounds about right for corpsman.
I love .45 automatics, but there's not many people that can really shoot the old military ones accurately, and they're usually shot out. So I didn't envy that shoot. But, well, that's great. Did you spend 20 years in there?
20 years and 10 days, because you have to do all the way to the end of the month that you enlisted in. So I ended up going just over 20 by 10.
N0TR. Well, my brother had been in the Navy quite a few years before I enlisted, and I got stationed in San Diego about the same time he did, and then he caught a P-3 Orion squadron after having gallbladder surgery and being out of commission for a while, and I was flying off a carrier in a smaller plane. There was four of us on it, the S-2 Grumman Tracker. So I put in for duty with brother and went up to the P-3 Orions with him. And the reason being is I wanted to bring my wife out from the farm in Kansas. And she come out and got a job out there before I went to Vietnam with my brother on our senior cruise, if you will. But, it was interesting, but he worked in the office in a nice air-conditioned place, and he didn't get shot at, and I didn't very, very seldom ever. I was in the combat zone for the time, but we were patrol planes, and we stayed out 20 miles off at the time. So about the only thing you get was mortared or something if you had to abort up to July or someplace like that. But I surely was no hero. And a lot of those guys that did the stuff like you did and that, they were. But there was a deal. When he went in, if you re-enlisted 3 months, 90 days, before your enlistment was up each time, that went towards good time. That's what Ronnie called it. And so he got out at 18 and a half years with 20 years of credit as a Master Chief.
Nice. Now, I had to do the full 20. So, but I had the blessing that I was always indispensable, so they never sent me to the desert. They always were like, nope, you're not going. We want you here. You need to run operations, stuff like that. So my last 5 years I actually spent with Department of State doing electronic security, so access control, alarms, and all that stuff. So I got to spend a lot of time down in Mexico and stuff like that, where it was pretty crazy, insane, and I think I've seen more things than some of the guys that went to Iraq.
You know, the funny thing is I always did not envy the Marines that were getting sent to 29 Palms.
29 Stumps, and I also know Pendleton very well. I was out California up in Ventura at Port Hueneme pretty much for 10 years of my career.
He was there for a while. I don't know if he was on I think it's a missile test center, but he was on crash boats when he first enlisted. He was just a seaman. I was an airman apprentice when I enlisted and went to a lot of schools. But he was there, and they'd go out and pick up the drones after they were shot down. He used to brag, and he'd say he was just like his dad, and he hated my dad, but he always... Yeah, we'd be swimming on one side of the crash boat, and there'd be sharks on the other side. He says, then we would feast for them on the other side, and then when they got one, they'd cut his throat and throw it back out there and let their buddies eat them, and that kept them away from the swimmers.
Way to do it. Well, hey, Tom, I just rolled up to my stop here at Lowe's, so I got to get inside and get some stuff to paint a rock for my stepdaughter's birthday tomorrow. So I'm going to be stepping off here, so I'm going to be clear on comment, but it was really nice talking to you, and you have a wonderful day. And for VUT, clear.
The pleasure's all mine. Really, really great reminiscing. There's going to be a wreck here. I just can't feature somebody not getting hit here, and I hope to heck it's not me. I'm parked in a good spot, but these people come through this parking lot so fast it's scary. Have a good day, Jamie. In for VUT and 0TR clear. Mobile. Hi, Dave. I just suspected you got something on the computer or a telephone call a while ago. You know, but I know you want to clear that smoke from them funny cigarettes you do out of there real quick-like. Yeah, I have a new computer in the basement. And it comes up with a message all the time about one of the USB ports not having enough power to supply to whatever's plugged in there. I don't understand that, but I heard something on TV about that one time or someplace or read it. You know anything about that, Dave? And by the way, I hope you fused the primary or the secondary on that transformer. I just don't know why that message comes up. I ain't got anything plugged in there except that one, you know, it's a 5 gigabyte thing that copies your files. And you know how smart I am with computers, which is nothing compared to you. But you remember those little Radio Shack jumpers, the smaller ones? I had one of those in my hand one day. I was underneath the dash of a car, and I jumped something out, and it was dead short. And I'm telling you, Dave, I'm talking about milliseconds. That wire melted in my hand like a fuse on a firecracker fuse, and it left a little scar there in my hand that I'll never forget that. Yeah, I never did do those funny cigarettes, but there was a NCIS guy come in. It was called CID one day, and he looked into our cubicle, and there was four of us in a cubicle in the Navy, and he said, you guys smell that? And I seen that CID on his coat that he had on, but I didn't know what it was. And I said, well, yes. He said, well, what do you think it is? And I said, well, when I was in the grocery store with my mom and dad, I sold a lot of cherry blend tobacco, and they smoked it in pipes, so we just assumed that's what it was. And he says, "Where are you from, son?" And I said, "Kansas." He kind of laughed and shook his head, and he says, "That figures," and he just walked out, Dave. Meaning we didn't have enough brains to know it was marijuana, and those guys disappeared. Absolutely, the first time. In Kansas back then, they had it, but I didn't know nothing about it. I'd never been around it or smelled it or anything. And I still don't know what it smells like, and I don't really care. My neck, if I ever had anything to do with that. But and the funniest time I ever seen is my brother took Bernice and I to Haight Asbury, H-A-I-G-H-T, I think they spelled it, street in San Francisco. And these guys were coming out and trying to sell you flowers. Right out, it was bumper to bumper. It was just a short distance down that street. And they were weird looking people to us back then, you know, hippies. And I asked him all about, and he says, "This is the start of the flower power generation, Dave." I went in a lot of states in the United States, and to be honest with you, I just don't agree with that at all. I watch this cops on patrol at times, you know, for the fun of it, of a morning when I first get up and drinking a cup of coffee. I'm telling you, Dave, almost car they stops got that marijuana in it. A lot of them, they just pour it out on the street and step on it and go on. They don't do anything about it. Other ones, you can get a medical card for it. But the ones that got those medical cards that they stop, they're not cancer patients or anything. As a general rule, they're just young people. And how they get that card, I don't know, Dave. I agree with you 1,000%. I kind of feel sorry for them at times because they'll go into a neighborhood known for drugs. And I think that's when the police officers abuse it a little bit. But on the other hand, they're trying to cut it down. But the thing that gets me is they'll stop somebody for their light being out on their license tag light or a headlight out. Which they never stop them up here for a headlight out. There's not enough law enforcement. And then, or a third taillight being out. You know, I kind of feel sorry for them in that respect because they are definitely targeting people when they do that. Okay, Dave, really enjoyed the conversation. And we think a lot alike on 99 and 44 100%. I back law enforcement, but like anything else, it can be abused. Take care, Dave. You know, we can hope they weed them out. W4DJW N0LGR, clear.